The kind of rule of thumb of trade shows in general is that it takes about 3 times to be able to get big orders and to kind of make those sustainable business relationships. So this is our first time at the NY Now trade show with the 4 Pacific companies. And so the goal for this trade show was really to sort of promote the businesses, promote the region, promote the products, and to make contacts, which is really the most important thing. And now all of the businesses have a long couple of months ahead of them, following up with emails, phone calls, building business relationships, and then, you know, hopefully getting to that actual order and transaction stage.
So that list of contacts and connections they've been able to build over the last week, how much of it was down to them approaching individuals and companies, and how much of it was down to people who are simply curious as to what these specific businesses are up to, and they came to them?
It's a little bit of both. So you know, we had our booth. It was manned the whole time. And so we did get a lot of general interest people walking by. The show itself has a great kind of resource called the Market Planner. So all of the companies uploaded their profiles on the Market Planner beforehand. It's a website. And then potential buyers could search. And so the cruise ship buyer that Marisa was speaking about before found us that way. You know, he was specifically looking for Pacific companies. He kind of came right into the booth like he knew he was looking for us. And then we've had other great customers who have just kind of walked by, saw the product, stopped to talk about us. We were able to kind of communicate the stories of the products, of the producers, of the artisans, of the companies, and engage them in a conversation where they can really learn more. Some of our potential contacts just kind of dropped a card off with us, and so we'll see how those kind of pan out. And there's always a potential for a hidden buyer in those who just kind of picked up one of our brochures or cards. You know, a lot of people go through this show very fast, and you never know that what a little bit of follow-up might turn into in the long run.
Now, Blaney, with the trade fair being held in New York, I presume there was a lot of interaction between the Pacific Island businesses and Americans, but people from all over the world, I presume, were there as well. So this is a golden opportunity to spread the message far and wide.
Absolutely. We actually had a few people from the Caribbean region that were really interested in products from all of the companies. The company from Fiji, Rise Beyond the Reef, which is actually a nonprofit working with rural remote women, they got a lot of interest from the Caribbean. They do the traditional voy voy woven products and mossy flowers and bright colors. And so it was this obviously perfect connection between this tropical Pacific and the tropical Caribbean. So there was lots of opportunities to make those connections in the U.S., in the region, and then honestly, a lot with the other exhibitors that were at the show, too. You know, there's a lot of opportunities to learn from other companies, to make potential wholesale relationships with exhibitors that, you know, continuously go to the show that might be turned into business relationships. So it was a lot of excitement, a lot of really long days, a lot of good, interesting conversations that happened.
Now, the 4 businesses that went to New York, I gather, were essentially the winners of a competitive process, so they weren't just handed the invitation on a plate. But those companies back in the islands who therefore didn't make it, I mean, how will they benefit from the lucky 4, as it were, and the opportunities they've had over in New York?
So, as you noted, it was done through a competitive application process, and it was a tough decision. We had a lot of really great companies. This is the first time that Pacific Handcraft has been at NY Now in this kind of capacity, and I mean, perhaps a long, long time ago, but in kind of recent history. And I think just having representation from the Pacific there is highlighting the potential of the region. Highlighting the fact that there are artisan-made products there, that the products that are coming out of the Pacific are beautiful, they're of good quality, and that there are capable businesses that can handle trade shows, can handle facilitating export orders. And so I think it raised the profile of the region all over as kind of a first step. And as a long-term step, you know, as we gain interest from importers and wholesalers for Pacific products, there might be opportunities to develop projects around having buyer trips where we bring wholesale buyers over to the Pacific. They can meet with these 4 companies, but obviously so many more. There is lots of great excitement. There are lots of ideas about potential product design and development coming to the Pacific, how we could work with other companies, and really just kind of take advantage of the momentum that we've gained.